Good morning. Once again, if you have your bulletins, open up to that middle page. I want to share with you a couple things that I'd like for you to write down, remember, take home with you. I am going to lay down a gauntlet, a challenge. I want you to know that in first service, we got those that were attending to memorize half of a chapter. And I expect, I hope, I want you to join in and do that with me today. In fact, my challenge really is, if you can learn half of this chapter in this service, I want to challenge you to go home and learn the rest of it this week. Would you do that with me? All right, that sounds exciting. All right, we're going to give this a try. Now, I need to let you know, this is not one of those real short ones. It's not a Jesus wept type of chapter. It's a little bit longer, but it's not the longest. It's not like Psalms 119. It's not going to go on forever and ever, but it's got about 26 verses, and I want you to memorize half of it. In fact, today I want to tell you something. I want you to learn something that I think will be valuable, that will be helpful throughout your life. I want you to memorize something, and today I want you to also walk away remembering something. The remember is this, that oftentimes in our difficult moments, that's when we get to see God most clearly. Sometimes in the most difficult and dark moments of our lives, we actually get to praise God, and that becomes a proclamation, a bright light. Paul says, we are shining like stars in this dark universe. Well, if we feel the darkness, if we feel the difficulty, imagine how the world will feel without God's hope. Imagine how they will feel when we point to the eternal and everlasting hope. And so today I want to challenge us to remember this, that we are to be people who give thanks to the Lord, even in difficult times. Maybe we do our best work in the difficult times as we get to point towards God. So I want to teach you something. I want you to memorize something, and I want you to remember something as we think about giving thanks to the Lord. I'm excited about today because I get to share the stage. We had originally planned to share this with Kyle and I, but you may remember a couple weeks ago, we were doing a youth activity, and so he took his kids down to stay with the in-laws for the weekend, and while they were away, family came into the house that had COVID. The kids ended up being diagnosed or testing positive with COVID, and so Kyle and Rachel had to go get the kids out of that, and then by matter of fact, then their life has been in quarantine for quite some time. So he's just finishing that up and unable to be with us today. But Lord willing, in the next two Sundays, Kyle will be continuing on this theme. And so we've been talking together, we've been working together, praying together about this message of really having this gratitude and appreciation for all that God has done. But today I get to share the stage also with our elders. Not only that moment that we had to appreciate Jim and Mary and their work of service and dedication to this congregation and to Brewer Road, to the work in Guatemala, the work in Africa, and so many places. But in just a few moments, we're going to watch a video. We'll end our sermon time with this video of our elders sharing a word of appreciation, giving thanks to God for some of the difficult things that have happened in this season. Just by a show of hands, how many of us have had a difficult season or a moment in 2021? Anybody? Okay, that's not too bad. Now, how many of us in 2020 have had a difficult moment, but we have seen God do something great above that? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so I want us to be people who not only speak of the difficult, but place our voice above as we give praise and honor to God who redeems, restores, who provides, who delivers us through difficult moments. I want us to be people who give the right voice to God over the difficulties. Have you ever known someone who it doesn't matter what happens, it's always the difficult that comes out of their mouth? I mean, they just won the lottery and now they're complaining about the taxes that they have to pay. They just had this grand experience and, oh, it made me stay up late. Whatever it is, they always complain or are frustrated about something, and it's never the positive that comes out of their mouth. Today, I want us to challenge ourselves to see how we can really praise God. In Psalms chapter 9, verse 1, it says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of your wonderful deeds. Scripture is full of reminders that we are to give thanks to God. That there are so many things for us to appreciate and rejoice about. Psalms chapter 95, verse 1 through 3. Maybe some of you have sung this as a song. It says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods." And the verse that I would like for us to camp out on a little bit this morning, Psalms chapter 136, verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let me share with you four things that will help us frame our appreciation, our praise, our recognition of who God really is. Four things that I think will help us, and we're going to see this played out in Psalms 136. Four things that will really direct our minds and our hearts if we will start to give praise, if we will start with praise and recognition. If we will recognize the great things that God has done, has already done. I mean, it doesn't take very long when you out the door, when you notice the sunrise or the sunset, when you see the leaves are changing, when you view the mountains or the ocean, when you see a new baby sitting on your lap or in your hands, all of these precious things that God continues to bless us with in our lives should remind us of these fingerprints, the places that God has been at work within our lives. Give recognition and praise to God for these moments. The storm, the rain, the power, the wind, all these things provide healing and health for our world. But number two, I want us to share, and listen to this, I want us to share specifically about the difficulties of our past. Scripture calls these the laments, that David writes about the difficulties and the challenges, the specific situation in which he finds himself in. And these are low moments, these are difficult moments, and it is difficult for us to survive and to move forward in these moments. I don't know about you, but for me, when things are all going well, when everything is lining up and matching and fitting together, it is easy for me to think, "Well done, Matt. You did your homework, you were prepared, you did all the right things to get all the right things to happen at the right time. Well done, Matt." Has anybody ever had some of those moments when life just kind of fits together? It's like, "Good job." And I forget to give praise to God. But in those difficult moments, those dark and dreary days, in the middle of a pandemic, I don't know how we're supposed to lead a church. In the middle of a situation in which we can't do our normal things, I don't know how we're supposed to operate. And when things then succeed, when things go well, we can only say, "Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, for the help, for the guidance, and the direction." I just want to say thank you to our elders. I don't know if you've noticed or paid attention. I don't know if you are paying attention to the other churches within our brotherhood, but this is a difficult time for churches right now. The technology is a major step for many churches. It was for us. The gathering and the rules and the social distancing and all of that makes things more difficult. But I remember right off the bat in March, our elders were coming together. Even though we were spread apart, we were in Zoom meetings and we were doing a variety of different things. We had some that were out of the state and we were trying to have phone calls and conversations, and they continued to work together to solve the problems that we were facing as a congregation. I know of a church my friend's working at where the elders got together early on and they could not even come to a conclusion. And it got a little bit heated on whether they were going to wear masks or not. I want to tell you that we have an eldership of five men of great diversity who continue to love one another and to submit to one another Not one is overshadowing or overpowering, but bringing their best resources to the table so that we can collectively decide what is right and what is good and what is the direction that God wants for our church. And I think over this year, we have seen great success, haven't we? In fact, just this morning, I had a man talk to me after services about wanting to be in a Bible study. He wants to give his life to the Lord. We've had several people who have been coming and attending our church, even though we are in the midst of a pandemic and it seems difficult. Not even all of our members are able to come. We've got many that are joining us online right now, but God is continuing to lead us in great things. I think it's important for us to be able to share the difficulties of the past. I want us to give credit for His specific help, to recognize what God has done specifically in our lives. If we took time to go around the room, each of us could express that God has been a blessing, that God has been a help within our lives, right? I mean, that there is a moment in my life in which I could say without a shadow of a doubt, I don't care how you saw it, I don't care how you perceive it, but for me and my household, we see this as God at work. If we had time, I'd take you back to 2018, in which a difficulty came our way and we were just in a dark moment. But God continued to lead us and guide us. And I can tell you for a personal, certain fact that God was at work and He brought us to a place called South Fork. And He has blessed us with relationships and a place to work that has been only something that God could do at just the right time. God is at work in our lives. Will we be individuals who have no thank you to give? Or are we the ones who will offer up the appreciation to God? And number four, as we look at this chapter in just a moment, Psalms 136 finishes with a summary, this high note, this word of praise and appreciation for who God is and what He's done. It brings it all back from the eternal God, the creator God, the God who does great and mighty things, to the God who brings specific help and healing and direction in my life for just the right time. And it brings it back now to the supreme God. He's not my puppet master. He's not the one that I control, but He's above all things, and I'm going to give Him honor and praise. And so I want now for us to see these four principles lived out in Psalms 136. And I want you to memorize half of this chapter with me. Okay? All right. Now, listen to Psalms 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Say that with that last part with me. His love endures forever. One more time. His love endures forever. Second verse. Give thanks to the God of gods. And it says, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him alone who does great things, His love endures forever. We've already got the first four verses, and you've learned the first half of the first four verses. So I'm proud of you. You're doing great. Can you remember that phrase, His love endures forever? Okay. I want you to join me as we go through Psalms 136. I don't want you to get tired because your phrase is repetitive. I want you to notice the strength of this powerful phrase. His love endures forever. And each time you say it, I want you to put a different emphasis on it. It is His love that endures forever. It is His love that endures forever. His love endures forever. Or every fourth time, His love endures forever. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that a great reminder in the midst of dark and difficult moments? His love endures forever. Now we're going to walk through this chapter, and I want you to see how it reminds us of the greatness of God, the specific difficulties that have come to this nation of Israel, and the direction and the redemption that God provides. I want you to also see that this wraps up with the greatness of God. In verse 5, it says, "To him by his understanding, he made the heavens. Now your part. Love endures forever. And he spread out the earth upon the waters. Love. And he made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern over the day. His love endures forever. The sun and the moon to govern at night. His love endures forever. He who struck down the firstborn of Egypt. His love endures forever. And he brought Israel out from among them. His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. Who divided the Red Sea asunder? His love endures forever. And he brought Israel through the midst of it. His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His love endures forever. To him who delivered and guided his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. And he conquered the great kings. His love endures forever. He killed the mighty kings. His love endures forever. He gave their land as an inheritance. His love endures forever. An inheritance to his servants Israel. His love endures forever. He redeemed us from our lowly estate. His love endures forever. He freed us from his enemies, from our enemies. His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. So I want to ask you this morning, why do we give thanks to God? His love endures forever. I mean, if we don't recognize the power, the strength of God, if we don't give voice to that, who will know this story? His love endures forever. If we, in the midst of the moments when we feel so helpless and lost, if we don't reflect that story, who will hear it? We are going to be people who give back to God a praise and a recognition. As Owen was talking about this morning, this wonderful story that was prophesied and prepared for us of how God redeems us. He bridges that gap between our sinfulness and His eternal nature, His perfect nature, as He brings the cross into this world and makes a huge difference in the direction of mankind. But we also have moments in our lives where we slip into these difficult valleys, these dark moments of our life, and we need to remember, we need to give praise to God in delivering and helping us through each of those moments as well. Today, I want us to recognize that God is a God who is at work, who has been at work, and we have the blessing and the opportunity to praise Him. I want to finish right now with a short video from each of our elders talking about the blessing and the challenges that we have seen this year and how they give glory and praise to God. After that, we will stand and we will sing our final song. Let's watch this together.
So as I thank my God, and I'm very grateful to God for that.
That was a gift from God.
I'm thankful to God.
I want to thank God. I thought of a Sunday morning back in July 5th. I was sitting down front. Might have hit the Shepherd's Prayer that morning, I wasn't sure, but I was watching people come in, and I saw Jim and Mary Rackley come in for the first time during the COVID. And Jim sat on the far side, and Mary came down and sat with Sue Witt and Janet Childress, and she had her mask on, but you could see her eyes were just lit up. She was happy to be there and was looking great. And I wanted to speak to her, you know, but the service was starting, and we'll try to get to see her afterwards. And as we switched, I didn't get that chance. They exited quickly, and I missed that chance. Then just a few days later, Mary passed. But I thank the Lord for that view of Mary. I've known Mary since I was a teenager. And it was just to have that last remembrance of her being happy, being at church, loving the church members, and it's a beautiful memory for me to hold for the rest of my life.
I have one sibling
a younger brother named Trent. And when we were growing up, we had our spats, our arguments, our fights that brothers have when they're growing up. But when we became young adults, that went away, and we developed a good relationship. But whereas I married and stayed here in Winston-Salem, he married and moved to Walterboro, South Carolina. And even though we had a good relationship, we really didn't talk to each other unless we were physically together at family visits or holidays. Those events happened only once, maybe twice a year. And when they did happen, it was for a very short period of time. Then he retired and I retired. And when the pandemic hit and we were sheltered in our home back in the early spring, he called me on the phone one day. And we had a really good conversation. And then surprisingly, about 2 weeks later, he called me on the phone again. And we had another very good conversation. So a week or two later, I decided that I needed to call him, and I did. And we had another very good conversation. And that's developed into where we call each other now just about every week. And every time we call, we've had an enjoyable and good conversation. So because of the pandemic situation, I've developed a closer and a stronger relationship with my brother than I think I would have had we continued our normal conduct under normal circumstances. And I'm very grateful to God for that.
An unexpected but pretty amazing gift that my family, Lisa and I, received from God during this really tough year was probably the gift of time. Time with our kids and grandkids that we would never have otherwise had. Back in March, the world kind of came to a screeching halt. Time stood still. And we all wondered what was going to happen. But then in this sort of pause, all of a sudden, I'm spending more time with my grandkids than I would ever have imagined. And, you know, that was a gift from God that I didn't really deserve.
One of the things that I thank God for constantly as I think about this time that we have been through is the way that you have reacted to this time that we're going through. It's a very special time. It's a very awkward time, but we've turned it into an opportunity. When we had our work week, a good percentage of you guys responded. Not just in kind, you were here. We got a lot done that week. When the opportunity arises for you to do good, to especially to members of the household of faith, you respond in more than just kind. And so as I thank my God and our God for blessings that have come out of this, at the top of that list is the way that you have responded.
What I've been thankful for this year, in a year that's been difficult for most of us, I've been thankful for the way that families have reacted to it. Specifically, these times, if you go back 6 months, many of us were quarantined at home. We were away from school, we were away from jobs, or if we had jobs, we were doing them from home. And that was a lot of time forced together. And that forcing to be together has actually been so reassuring for me to see that. I see photographs online of families doing things together during the week. Lord, take